Maria McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy.
Welcome to What's Your Ministry Podcast with your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast, we're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language, ministry in the marketplace.
Hello, hello, and podcast land, wherever you may be tuning in from. It's a blessing to be connected with you today and to come forth upon another week. Of course, you guys might wondering, who is this? This is Shamika the Real McCoy, your host, who is a marketing and ministry coach. God has given me this unique ability to combine business and faith in the marketplace, to connect my occupation with my vocation. And I'm just going to go ahead and step into that thing today and begin with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I have already prayed, prepared, studied, and ready to execute the message that you have given me to give to your people. I pray, oh God, that you decrease Shamika. You decrease my overthinking. You decrease me and increase yourself within the message that you have prepared for me today to give today. God, I ask that you be glorified. Lord God, that you amplify the words that you have given me and you supernaturally move on top of my natural to deliver the message that you called me to speak into the marketplace on this day. So guys, I'm moving into a topic, and into this message, it starts a little something like this. So have you guys ever seen a billboard and you just couldn't stop thinking about it? Its marketing message was so powerful, impactful at the same time. Can you imagine that? That billboards are doing what they're designed to do. And billboards are usually designed and placed on a large outdoor structure and seen on busy roads. As you are passing through, a short, simple phrase can easily capture your attention. Billboards are used for advertisement. And if this is done correctly, you will be able to recall the product or service at the time you're getting ready to make a purchase. Now, that's what happened to me, guys. I saw a billboard message that was so powerful and impactful, it affected my thought process for over 19 months. Originally, I saw this in one city. I moved to another city, and I'm still thinking about that billboard message that I saw today. I'm still thinking about it today. Now, that's powerful and impactful simultaneously. What I want to let you guys know that's the power of good marketing. It is the ability to create a deeper connection. So this billboard uses a simple but a powerful phrase to communicate its message. And that phrase that I saw, guys, was called "from calling to becoming." That's what we're discussing today. We're discussing from calling to becoming. This billboard was actually advertising a Christian university, and it was advertising education. This reminded me of what we do here at McCoy Marketing Solutions, what we do here at McCoy Solutions University. And what we do here at this university is that we teach students how to incorporate Jesus in the marketplace. So guys, let's step into class right now. So to move from calling to becoming, it takes education. Let's talk about it, guys. Let's talk about this. Let's dive a little bit deeper on the deep end of the pool, in words of my Bishop Kenneth Ulmer. That's a phrase that he would say. Let's dive in the deep end. So let's dive a little bit into this message today in the time frame that we have been given. It's that we're moving from calling to accepting to becoming. As I stated before, this takes education. It takes education to move from your calling to accepting what you are becoming. Did you know that God called, justified, and glorified you in this predestination process to salvation? Guys, this is powerful. You know, I use business and faith concepts to explain explanations. And the key word I want to pull out is predestined. I looked up its definition. It means to destine, a decree, determine, appoint, or settle beforehand. Destined, it is the intent or to choose for a particular purpose or an end. To designate, to assign, to dedicate in advance. First thing came to mind with dedication when I'm understanding this destined process, I thought about a baby's dedication. Usually Christian parents have already set aside time to predestine their baby or to dedicate their baby unto the Lord. That's the phrase that I'm looking for. They've set aside this time to dedicate their baby back unto the Lord for a specific purpose. Oh, guys, I'm setting you up. I'm setting you up for a specific purpose. Another word that was found in predestined is decree. It is an order, usually having the force of law. It is a religious ordinance, interact by a council. It's also for ordaining will of God's decree. Interesting. When I looked up the definition, it says for ordain will God's decree. To foreordain means to dispose or to appoint in advance. It is to appoint in advance. Let's dive a little bit deeper since I hit you with a mouthful, a thoughtful process of definition. Let's dive into scripture to educate us so that we can understand this a little bit better. Did you know, guys, that you could turn to scripture for any meaning, anything that you're looking to gain an understanding for in your life? You can dive deep into scripture to gain an understanding in this process. And so now let's dive a little bit into call to salvation. Again, if you hear those pages turning, that's my Bible in the background. I took some notes, but sometimes I might be led to move to the scripture to see what is the Holy Spirit saying. And so today we're going to begin in Romans 8. 28 through 30. I'm going to begin with the NIV version. It says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Guys, that's moving into my first point. And the first point is that you're being called to a purpose. I'm going to dive deep a little bit more in this message and give you some examples of being called, that what might seem challenging, but was actually predestined for my life to go through. Now, you might be experiencing that in your life, that you are going through this predestination process as you're moving from your calling to becoming. You're predestined to walk into your calling. Did you know that? You're predestined to walk in this. Let's keep moving into scripture and see what is Brother Paul talking about in Romans today. It says, verse 29, for those God foreknew, he also predestined. There's our word again, predestined. When you think of predestined, think of determined, appointed, settled beforehand. And when you think of predestined, he predestined to conform to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Verse 30, and those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And he also glorified. Guys, I'm getting a little bit excited into my message. I'm trying to remain calm. I'm trying to pace myself with grace. That's another message. I'll drop that for you in the show notes. Make sure you go back and listen to that, so that I don't jump ahead of myself and break this message down for you guys. I also jotted the King James Version down as well, and I encourage you to take a look at different versions of the Bible to help you secure an understanding. And so let's We're still moving in this predestination process and from calling to becoming. This predestination process is that God has called you. After God has called you, he has justified you. And after God has justified you, he has glorified you. First purpose. First one is call. You're called to a purpose. In this book, in this text, Paul is actually talking about salvation. Guys, that God has called those to salvation. He's calling you unto him so that you might be saved into this walk with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're called for a specific purpose. Here we're talking about salvation, but maybe your purpose is parenting, or maybe your purpose is entrepreneurship. Maybe your purpose is a kingdompreneur ministry in the marketplace. Join me as we discuss more topics like this in the community of McCoy Solution University Kingdompreneur Community. I'll drop that link for you in the show notes. And second, you're justified. Justification, this word, it simply means that you have been shown to have just, right, or reasonable base. It's God actually declares us not guilty from our sins by making us right unto him. That's how we go through this justification process, this justification into salvation. I'm going to drop some scriptures for you in the show notes to read a little bit more about justification. Coming from Romans 4:25, also Romans 5:18. And so diving a little bit deeper, sticking with chapter 8 in the book of Romans 8:33-34, it talks about who can bring a charge against whom God has chosen. Guys, think about that. It says it is God who justifies us. It is God who justifies us. That means God makes us right. You know, he makes us right so that we can receive this salvation. And he makes us right by forgiving our sins. Only God can do that. And then three, he glorifies us. This is the ultimate piece of a believer. After death, he or she becomes like Christ. Talking a little bit more about that, if you want to learn a little bit more about that, that's in 1 John 3:2. It is another predestination scripture I'll drop for you in the show notes is Ephesians 1:4-5. This kind of rotates me into more as I think about this process. That was a little bit talking about salvation, but now I want to pull a little bit more and give you some more examples. This will be like connecting the professional and personal life to speak one language ministry in the marketplace. This line kind of helps with that transitional process right here. It says, in life, when you think about this title again that was stuck with me so deep, guys, I had at least 19 months, over 19 months to think about this concept. And God finally said, look, you're going to have to release this on into the marketplace because you've chewed on this meat long enough. It's time to give it out. And one of the things that I thought about is that in life, we often wonder when is the point of arrival. We're thinking about when have we arrived, you know, because this is why I use ing on calling and becoming, because it's an ongoing process. It says sometimes that when we're thinking about this point of arrival, it could cause a delay in our thinking, a delay as in as if we don't have physical, tangible movement, that we're not progressing. I want to let you guys know that that is a lie rooted from the trick of the enemy. It's one of his oldest lies, tricks that he could potentially use, is to cause you to think that you're not arriving. ING cause you to think that you're not progressing, but that's a lie. As you're moving and walking into your calling and becoming, you are progressing each step that you take. Day by day, movement by movement, you're progressing. And over time, you'll begin to notice that you're becoming what you are called to be. Let's dive deep into progress. Progress, the word itself, I'm using it as a noun, and it means to move forward, onward moving, as an objective or to a goal in advance. Here, we're moving to a specific goal. when I'm referring to you're moving from a calling to a becoming. Earlier, I was talking about how you're called unto salvation. And through this process, you move in. It's a progression process. Progression process on what I'm talking about, this calling piece. And you're progressing and moving forward to a specific goal. Let me give you a really simple, easy example. All of us can relate to this. Is that you move from rolling to crawling to wobbling to walk to running and to standing. All of these use ing. Remember that when you think of progression, it's a continual process. It's not, oh, I have arrived. I have arrived. This is the it. No, it's not like that. It is arriving, calling, becoming. You're walking in this level of progression. Remember to keep that in mind as you're moving and walking in your calling, as you're becoming what God has ordained you to be. Or as you're becoming to using your skill set in the marketplace, it is an ongoing progress that takes place. So now you've said yes to your calling and you're wondering, how do you know when you've arrived? What is your calling? And here you might need some examples to do this process. Now, this might seem like a very untraditional method, but I feel led to use the 5 stages of grief to explain these examples that are okay. The first example that was placed on my heart is called to parenting. On an internship of a lifetime, staring at a positive pregnancy test, afraid I was going to become another statistic, unexpectedly, I was called to motherhood. Now, what we now know as this was the opening line of a winning essay awarded $2,500, a brand new laptop, and a public celebration, including recognition of parenting. But I was once afraid of walking into parenting by staring at a positive test. And I moved from this process of being afraid to walking into parenting, walking into what I was called to become. Of course, this fear, guys, that I once failed, it once became diminished. You know, it once became less and less. It wasn't as greatly amplified as it was at the beginning. And so this is kind of what led me into using this 5 stages of grief. It's that the first stage of walking into this parenting, I was in denial. Staring at a positive pregnancy test, I was like, no, this can't be. I moved from a stage of angry, you know, showing this form of rage or outburst, this extreme sadness or emotion. I moved in this stage, in this process to what I didn't know then, but I now know is a blessing. It's a blessing now because it didn't feel like it was the right thing at the time. You know, it was just, I was just kind of pushed into this piece that I wasn't prepared for. I went through a bargaining phase, a depression phase, into an accepting phase. If that example didn't hit home for you, let's move into the example of call to ministry, call to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ in the marketplace. Guys, this blew my mind. When God told me to combine business and faith, I did not know how to connect this concept. I did not know that He was calling me a kingdompreneur. But in November of 2020, walking into a calling that God actually had prepared and predestined for my life before I even knew. It was predestined that I walk into ministry and moving it into the marketplace. Yes, in the natural, I was told to separate church and state. In the natural, I was told to not combine the two. You're not going to make money. But in the end, and in the process, I have discovered that it's better to obey God than to obey man. Because later on, I began to receive terminology of this concept that the world was once telling me not to do. And now I know that terminology is called a kingdompreneur. I didn't know this at the time. In November of 2020, when I accepted my calling, I thought I was saying yes to writing sermons and speaking in pulpits. But little did I know that God was going to use a transformation and transportation process through traveling grace for me to minister to people on a daily process, moving from one destination to their next destination. He was going to utilize me in ministry to speak words into their lives. And so, guys, I talk a little bit more about this in the book that I'm writing. It said how to be a minister in your daily life and how God has called you through your lifestyle. How do you do this in this simple process? You want to learn more about that? Join my email listing as I write different pieces, like talking about from being called to entrepreneurship. That's a piece that I write. If you're interested in receiving that piece on being called to entrepreneurship, drop a yes in the chat or email me at ministry@mccoymarketingsolutions.com and let me know that you're interested in joining my email listening, and you don't mind taking a brief survey to help me categorize you in a specific process. I also did a message. It's in season 1, episode 19, talking about your calling is calling entrepreneurship. Here, me, Shamika, the real McCoy, I'm a storyteller, and I use this tool of branding to educate a specific audience on a specific topic, and I use electronic communication to communicate those messages with short videos, reels, emails, and text messages. Again, if you're interested in receiving information like this, click the link that's in the show notes and complete a short survey. Now, guys, I want to dive a little bit more into those definitions as I bring you into a close. The definitions of the 5 stages of grief. This is kind of what I pulled from that I want to share with you. The first stage is that you could be called to something and you're in denial about your calling. I'm going to use a combination of multiple things. Is that I was in denial that my father and my mother was prepping me through the words that they were sharing me, the way that they brought me up through my lifestyle, that they were prepping me into ministry. I was like, I am not a minister. And as I grew and as I moved forward, as I continued to walk with the Lord, I realized that He was calling me to ministry. To be honest, I was a little bit angry about that. Like, No. I am not doing that. I am not saying that I am a minister. No. I am not walking into parenting. At first, guys, to be completely transparent, I had some resistance about the calling of motherhood. I felt that it was not for me. So I went through this phase, you know, from ministry, motherhood, into trying to bargain in that thing. The bargaining process is you're trying to negotiate what is predestined, is inevitable to occur. You try to negotiate your calling. I want to let you guys know today that your calling cannot be negotiated. You're called to become amongst from the crowd at specific times, and you're also called to step into the crowd to minister them. Shout out to a dear friend of mine who reminded me of that this week. Shout out to her. She knows her name. Shout out to you if you're listening. And so she reminded me is that I tried to bargain this phase in life, bargain the fact that I'm called out and called to go in simultaneously. Going back to the phases, those 5 phrases and stages of grief, is one of those stages is depression. And it's this heaviness or deep sadness by experiencing some type of loss. Have you ever heard a teacher say, them little knucklehead kids, you know, or they say like these little comments being that something has agitated them? I'm not necessarily saying that they're depressed about their feel, but in that brief moment, they're a little bit upset about it. Being upset about something or feeling an emotion of something, that doesn't mean that you're not called. And that doesn't mean that you're not qualified to move in the area on which God has called you to do. The ultimate stage of this whole message that I'm trying to communicate to you guys is you'll go through these levels, these stages, denial, angry, bargaining, depression, until this stage that you have to realize is an acceptance stage. You have to accept by acknowledging your call. When you acknowledge and accept your call, that helps you to walk into it, to walk into your gifting. This helps you to move into your called assignment. We're all called to something specific. And I'm here as a marketing coach to assist you with your God-given gifts and talents to use those in the marketplace. If you need some help understanding this process, click the link in the show notes, introduce yourself in a 30-minute free discovery phone call, and speak with me and see if we're a good fit for each other. Speak with me and see how I can assist you with using your gifts and talents in the marketplace for your specific assignment. Acknowledging this process moves you into an acceptance realm. And so acceptance is a place where people may not experience emotion, or place of accepting to something that is inevitable, predestined, it will occur. So guys, I hope that this message blessed you guys today, is encouraging you from walking in a place of your calling to becoming. We talked about how you are called to salvation. God has called salvation. It is available for you today. It is a simple ABC process. A, you acknowledge that you are a sinner. B, you believe by faith that Jesus died for your sins and that he rose from the dead and that salvation is available unto you. And C, you confess this with your mouth and you move into this process of salvation for a specific purpose. Our first purpose that I delivered you today is that the purpose is unto salvation. Perhaps you might be called into parenting. You're called into a field that you're moving from this process, from calling to accepting to creating solutions. And so guys, I want to remind you today to be encouraged by this message that was delivered to me today. I hope that it encouraged you as it encouraged me, is that you're going to go through different phases in your calling. As you're moving those stages of grief, I'll drop those for you in the show notes. And I'm going to end this thing in a prayer. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, every listener that's listening, that they're encouraged by the message that you have given me to deliver today. I ask, oh God, Jesus, that these words speak to them, that these words become amplified to them, just like it was given to me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that you help them to understand what is their specific calling, what is their assignment, how do they move forward in the marketplace, and how do they move into becoming what you've called them to be. Perhaps you've called educators. You've called different digital creators. You've called content marketers. You're calling people in the digital field to be connected to like community to execute their specific gift and talent in the marketplace. And so I speak words of blessing, life, and encouragement over them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.